From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Somali police report that at least 15 people were killed when Al-Shabaab attacked a hotel near Mogadishu's airport on Saturday. A suicide car bomber attacked late Saturday afternoon outside the Hotel Nasr Hablan. Gunfire was heard shortly afterward inside the hotel, according to officials. More than two dozen people were injured. Police also said an unknown number of people inside the hotel had been taken hostage. A spokesman for the Mogadishu Regional Administration told VOA's Somali service that the siege was over. He said security personnel stormed the hotel Saturday night and were searching for the gunman. The hotel, often used by politicians and military officials, is located north of the city's airport. Russian and Syrian government airplanes killed at least 45 people, including children, Saturday in a town in eastern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that the strikes hit the town of Kurye in Deir Zor province, which borders Iraq and is mostly controlled by the Islamic State militant group. Meanwhile, the Syrian Democratic Forces rebel group, a coalition of Kurdish and Arab forces backed by aerial support from the U.S.-led coalition, clashed with Islamic State inside Manbij, a key stronghold of the extremist group. Manbij had been one of the major supply stops for Islamic State militants through areas of northern Syria that they control. Local activists say that the loss of the town would be a significant setback for the terror group. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.